Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love that has moved to bring us back to the predestined glory that you had for mankind as you predestined us in Christ to be holy and blameless before you in love. And so we just thank you. We thank you for the examples you've given us in the Old Covenant to wake up to the reality of denying you brings problems, and loving you brings the beauty of Samuel's, David's, Daniel's, all beautiful examples of vessels of glory. We appreciate you. Thank you, Lord. We understand that when we are not in your loving embrace, we are in the grip of the deception of Satan. So thank you, Lord, for just keeping us in your loving embrace on a daily basis, seeing and hearing your calling so as to be justified and glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Romans 9, verse 21 to 24. Doesn't the potter have the right to make from the same lump of clay an elegant vase or an ordinary pot? And in the same way, although God has every right to unleash his anger and demonstrate his power, yet he's extremely patient with those who deserve wrath, vessels prepared for destruction. And doesn't he also have the right to release the revelation of the wealth of his glory to his vessels of mercy, whom God prepared beforehand to receive his glory? Even for us, whether we are Jews or non-Jews, we are those he has called to experience his glory.
Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? Eh? We are those who he has called to experience his glory. A wonderful scripture in Romans chapter 8. Those he predestined, he called. And those he calls, he justifies. And those he justifies, he glorifies. And then we got that beautiful example again of that in the Old Testament, with the twins, with Pharaoh and Moses, and the different pictures we get there, we see clearly what God hates and what God loves. So it's just again a call, guys. We've got a holy calling. We've got a blessed calling to be the lights, not the problem, not the darkness, to be the answers, not the problem, to be the blessings, not the curse. All been made available in Jesus, and Jesus is here now with us to bring us into this fullness, this goodness. And that's why it says so nicely in Proverbs, it says, commit your works to the Lord and he will establish your thoughts. And then the beautiful thing we can see here, it says thoughts again, where he says, set your mind on things above, not on this earth, because your life is hid with Christ in God. He says, then even your enemies will be your friends. So there is a mighty power in the Lord, in the light, in the love, in the favor. Be blessed, arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.